This is the Tejano Nation Radio Podcast, where we give you exclusive interviews with your favorite Tejano artists and new music premieres. My name is Romeo, and we got a special guest on the telephone, dropping her comeback single, Todo Mi Amor. It's Stephanie Lynn. How you doing?
I am excited. I'm doing great. Not only am I doing great, it's a wonderful feeling to do an interview with somebody with the name Romeo.
Thank you for that.
I know. I'm like, am I still dreaming?
Well, we're here. We're talking about you. You've dropped your comeback out single. And tell us a little bit about the song.
Well, you know, I'm really excited about it because, you know, my previous whenever I started in the 90s, I had a certain style. And one of the songwriters was, his name was Beto Ramon, which has, he did my Ojos Para Ti and Iyoro. And then he also, like, he's a legend. He's done, like, Joe Lopez's, you know, Que Me Lleven Canciones, you know. So whenever, we hadn't been in touch for some time. So after 20 years, we got together again, and I got a song from Beto Ramon. So I'm so excited, and I really think that in this collaboration and so forth, I think it's a real fine representation of Stephanie Lynn.
Right, Stephanie Lynn, yeah, exactly. A great representation of you, and you're back now. You went a little bit of a hiatus from music, and tell us what the reason why you went on the hiatus.
Oh, yeah, and I had actually, for a while, I was out of the picture for some time, and what I wound up doing is, well, of course, you know, I got married, and then, you know, I had my son, but I had actually opened up I became a vocal coach. Mm-hmm. And so I taught a lot of kids, and so that's basically what I was doing for a good while. And then I was also a staff writer for our news show, and so it was pretty exciting. And it was kind of like, you know, it was pretty chaotic. You know, whenever I was in the 90s, and like they say, it's the 90s boom. And then, of course, you know, everybody, you know, we know the passing of Selena. And things kind of got kind of in a weird funk. And I think I needed to get out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was right. I don't know if it was wrong. But it's what I felt that I needed to do at that time. And then after, you know, going into my other part of my journey in my life, it was exciting as well. So coming back and then now really feeling a whole different type of artistry now. You know, everybody that's out there, I know that they see, you know, the artist, and they're like, oh, that's Ram, and, you know, that's Elliot. But, you know, they're artists as well. You know, mm-hmm. There's a lot of brainstorming and a lot of time that all the artists take to really try to find their, you know, where they're going to go next, their next step. You know, also how that fits, you know, with their life and where they're at. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. I like that. So yeah, I'm glad that you're back. You got this brand new single here. So what's next for you? You got the new single. What's got next on your plate?
Well, right now we're actually getting ready for in a couple of days. I'm going to fly out to LA and do a performance out there, and then on that Sunday we're going to head out to the Chicano cruise. And I'm really excited about that as well because, you know, I get to see Lil Joe and, you know, Sandy Osuna. But the difference is now with this, with what I'm doing right now, you know, with my management, with Wild Bill, and then my producer, you know, Hugo, you know, Guerrero. And also part of the team is also Rene Garcia, you know, an impeccable musician. This time around, it's really classy, and what we're doing is I was given the opportunity to sing, like, with horns.
Yeah.
So, there, you know, the backing of that is, it's just an awesome feeling. You know, you see how these guys are so incredibly talented.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be released, you know, already, and then after we do that show, we're going to go ahead and do a video, and then work on, you know, the next songs. It's already there. It's in the planning. And then, of course, in November, we have, it's a soul cruise, rather,
yeah,
that we're going in, and everybody still has time to jump on in there. You know, it's going to be a fun deal because it's going to be a different set of artists. But I also do want to ask everybody out there, I don't know if everybody knows, about Jimmy Edwards' situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, and very ill. And he's actually supposed to be part of that that cruise in November.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all prayers out to him, you know, so that, you know, we can get him back over there and get him into what he knows and what feels good because, you know, he's one of our pioneers.
Yes.
So just a little, you know, everybody, you know, keep him in your thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. If you ever didn't know, we posted it on TejanoNation.net. Jimmy Edward had smoke inhalation from a fire during on New Year's Day. The latest word was that he was taken. He's breathing on his own, 100%, taken off the machines, and doing so well. So thoughts and prayers always out to Jimmy Edward and the family.
Yes, most definitely. I even have chills thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
You know, like I've always thought, you know, and I've always said, you know, tens of times, you know, we don't take care of each other and ourselves. You know, nobody's going to take care of us. And so we need to be also considerate of one another and the health, you know, of our artists. But, you know, on a lighter note, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm so excited. It's so cool, you know, to be able to have come back into the industry and especially with the guys I'm working with. These guys, like, you know Wild Bill, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it's funny because, you know, just with his name, Wild Bill, you know, that alone. And then Hugo, and then Danilo Garcia, and then my accordion player was Rafael Flores, and then, Vic Nash also. Mm-hmm. And it's like really did an incredible production. It's just cool. It's pretty exciting. And even though I'm a singer, Romeo, sometimes I sit back, like whenever I'm listening to them, and I kind of like, you know, I'm still a fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I listen to this incredible talent of these men that are, you know, that are doing this whole production. And I'm like in awe. You know, the Tejano industry, you know, there's so many, you know, artists out there from, you know, from DJs to promoters to, you know, writers to musicians and to singers that are so talented. You know, sometimes it's pretty cool just to sit back and admire that.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe we need to do a little bit more of that because there's no need to even look any place else. We've got such an incredible amount of talent and this impeccable industry. And I want to thank you as well, Roman, because you're like, I consider you like, you know, the backbone of what, you know, us as artists need. Mm-hmm. You know, you put us out there. So I thank you a lot. I really appreciate that.
Oh, we thank you for your music and your passion that you have. And we're just here to support and get it out there.
Yeah, and you know, I'm excited, you know, so I think it's going to go cool. I hope this really goes good. I really hope that everybody enjoys the song, you know. I actually enjoyed it, you know. It felt good. It felt comfortable whenever I was singing it. And one thing I always enjoy is to, I love to sing songs of love.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been my deal. And so it's just like, you know, such a coincidence that, you know, it is a song about love. And Beto Ramon wrote Ojos Para Ti, which is a song about love, and he wrote this one. So, you know, it's wonderful to be in love. I am in love. So to be able to execute this song, you know, with the love that I have for my my husband, and you know, just, it's incredible. It's a wonderful feeling. So that's really where I got out of it as an artist.
Yeah. Perfect. We love that. We love the brand new song. We're glad that Stephanie Lynn is back, and we're ready to see more great things happening for you.
I just want to thank you so much. I appreciate you giving me the time. And, you know, of course, when, you know, I want to thank everybody out there. And there's going to be more to come.
I like it. More to come. If they want to follow you on social media, how can they get a hold of you?
Of course, you can look me up, you know, on Stephanie Lynn. And then if anybody wants to get a hold of me as far as gigs and so forth, my manager is Wild Bill Perkins. You know, that's the great thing about social media now, you know, just, you know, with a couple of taps, you know, on the keyboard or now on your tablet, and you get a connection, you know, with the people that, you know, the artists who want you. So we're very accessible, and you can, like I said, look me up, you know, as far as Stephanie Lynn. And once again, I want to reiterate the fact that I really appreciate you giving me the time right now. And just want to send a shout out to everybody out there. You know, I hope everybody enjoys it.
All right, perfect. Thank you for your time, because I know you're a busy schedule, busy woman. But let's go ahead and play the song for everybody here on the radio. I'll let you introduce your brand new single. Go ahead.
All right, right here, Rock It In, it's Stephanie Lynn with Todo Mi Amor on Tejano Nation Radio.
Yeah.